Aleffalo Rebel Capitals, hope you're well. So, reports coming out, CNBC, that Grayscale, the Bitcoin Trust, could be the next crypto shoe to drop. It could be the next collapse we see. And you got to think about how much systemic risk that could have throughout the entire industry. Let's go over to this article from CNBC right now. Title, Grayscale refuses to share proof of reserves due to security concerns as shares trade at a 45% discount to Bitcoin. And I've not only seen this on CNBC, but throughout this entire weekend, I was seeing this all over Twitter, where people were saying that the difference, this 45% discount, is there because of the fact that people are becoming more and more skeptical of Grayscale from a standpoint of them actually having the Bitcoin to back up their liabilities. You know, it's just the same thing that over and over and over again, Josh, it's like the same game that's being played. And I don't know. Now, to be clear, I don't want to say that Grayscale is guilty, but I will say that pretty much every single time a crypto business has said, we're not going to disclose something, or we're going to freeze redemptions, we're going to freeze assets, we're going to freeze this, freeze that, that's never a good sign. Now, what was it? Tether did this over a year ago, where they pretty much refused to have an audit. And so far, they're still in business. Will they go bust? I have no idea. I think the probability is far above zero. That's for sure. Like I said, it seems like the same game. It's just being played over and over and over and over again. And that is just taking all this money. So you've got all these dollar liabilities, billions and billions of dollars, and then take those deposits, if you will, and instead of doing what you should do, you do something else that's far more risky. The bet goes against you, and now all of a sudden you're insolvent. Your assets don't match your liabilities. And if people were to extract or sell all of their shares, the Grayscale Trust might not have the Bitcoin to sell in order to, for the redemptions or for those people that are selling their Grayscale Trust shares. I'd have to think about how that works, though, because since it's, Josh, is Grayscale an ETF, or weren't they trying to get an ETF to be able to do that?
I am not sure if they're an ETF or ETN.
I think they're just a trust, just like the Sprott Trust for uranium. Yeah. And basically the way that would work is, you give them $1 billion, they go out and buy $1 billion worth of uranium. They just put it in a storage shed. And then as the price, so it's pretty much a direct play on the price of uranium.
Yes, I'm reading right now. Grayscale says its model is based upon the investment product like SBDR Gold Trust, a physically backed trust ETF. So they're supposed to be buying the Bitcoin for every dollar of inflows they get.
Right. And so let's think this through, because I've done a whiteboard video on this, but it was a long time ago, probably 2 years ago. And this is how like an ETF works, or I would assume that this trust works in the same way, that where you're selling shares of the trust. And so there is a point where, as of right now, there can be a discount or there can be a premium. Remember, a year or year and a half ago, Grayscale, when it first came out, was trading at a premium to NAV, their net asset value. So if they're trading at a premium, I think that incentivizes a market maker to come in and buy
Bitcoin short Grayscale Trust.
Yeah, but as far as a market maker, I think then Grayscale would issue shares to bring down the, because they're increasing the float, right? So they issue more shares, that increases the supply. And then, or they buy shares back. I'd have to go over that whiteboard. But the bottom line is, it would be like FTX or a bank or anything like that, if they didn't have the Bitcoin to back up their share price, that could get into position where, well, how would they owe the money? See, that's what I'm trying to figure out here. How could they go, How could they go bust? I mean, I guess that would just be absolutely, that would be illegal from the standpoint of them not sticking to the contract that they had with the people that owned the shares in the first place. I mean, obviously that would be a scam. Let's just say they have zero Bitcoin. Then that would obviously be illegal. But how they would go bust, because see, though, you got to remember that the shares that you own are trading, then there would be a mass liquidation of the shares. That's what would happen, Josh. See, I'm just trying to think this through, because the shares of Grayscale, you're actually buying the company. You're not buying actual Bitcoin. They're just taking the money and then buying the underlying asset. So if they have less of the asset than they lead the general public to believe, then that's going to be a big sell-off in their shares, which, you know, how does that really impact Grayscale? I don't know that it does, other than the fact that it would be illegal. But I'd need to think it through. Bottom line is, if they don't have what they say they do, they're in trouble. So let's go through this here. Grayscale refuses to share proof of reserves. Like we said, trading at a 45% discount. Key talking points: Grayscale, the asset manager running the world's largest Bitcoin fund, said in the statement Friday, it won't be sharing its proof of reserves with customers. Again, not a good sign. Due to security concerns, we do not make, and this is a quote from them, we do not make such on-chain wallet information and confirmation data publicly available through a cryptography proof of reserve accounting procedure, Grayscale wrote in a statement. So my concern, I mean, I get it. They don't want to share sensitive information, but my concern here is, how can they be audited? Like, if they're saying that, well, you can't audit us on the blockchain because of security issues, well, then how can we ever audit them? Because it's not like they would have a bank statement or something that you could cross-reference that's backed up by third-party entities here. I'm just reading this kind of procedure. Following the implosion of FTX and its subsequent bankruptcy proceedings exposing that customer funds were missing, multiple crypto exchanges have jumped to release proof of reserve audits in order to basically calm down investor concerns or satisfy investor concerns. Grayscale wrote in a tweet that it realized that failing to disclose the proof of reserves would be disappointment to some, but added that a panic sparked by others is not good enough reason to circumvent complex security arrangements that have kept its investors' assets safe for years. Okay. I mean, I don't know. Their investor assets are basically just Bitcoin. And if they're holding those Bitcoin at Coinbase or in cold storage, I'm not quite sure how that's risking the security of the underlying investment for their, I mean, isn't that the whole point of Bitcoin, is that it's incredibly secure? So another red flag that really doesn't make a lot of sense. And what many people are speculating, like we said at the beginning of the live stream, is the reason Bitcoin is trading at 16,000, which they point out right here, roughly, and the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust is trading at 45% less, is because of this fear the market has that they don't have the amount of Bitcoin they say they have. Hey guys, I want to remind you to check out Rebel Capitalist Pro. This is the incredible online investment forum that I have with investment experts Lynn Alden and Chris McIntosh. It includes professionals such as Patrick Serezna from Macro Voices. He specializes in options. Tony Greer, commodity trading. Jason Hartman, real estate. And Brent Johnson with macroeconomics. If you want to build wealth and thrive in this world of out-of-control central banks and big governments, Rebel Capitalist Pro is the resource you need. So check it out today at georgegammon.com/pro. That's georgegammon.com/pro. We'll see you inside with the fellow rebel capitalists that are taking their investing to the next level. The firm pointed out in a letter sent by Coinbase CFO, which breaks down an accounting of the tokens held at Coinbase custody. Currently, Coinbase holds around 635,000 Bitcoin on behalf of Grayscale. But see, there I'm, and maybe that's why there's a significant discount, because if Grayscale is saying, oh, don't worry about your Bitcoin, it's totally fine, we've got 10 billion of it at Coinbase, and Coinbase is basically like FTX, and FTX just blew up, I don't know if I'd be too confident that, you know, what if Coinbase blows up? What happens to Grayscale? I mean, I think it would be better, and I say this, you know, I don't know if better is the right word, but, you know, from if I'm a customer in the crypto space, I think I'd prefer to see Grayscale go bust than Coinbase. Because if Coinbase goes bust, so does Grayscale. Looks like Grayscale can go bust without Coinbase suffering the same consequence. But, boy, just think about the counterparties involved with Coinbase. When you think about the counterparties involved with FTX, I just read an article on CNBC stating that the 50 top creditors are owed over $3 billion from FTX. And if that's the numbers involving this latest blowup, I can't even comprehend what the numbers would be or the systemic risk with a blowup of Coinbase. But there again, I think they were far more regulated. Not that I'm a big fan of regulation, but they're far more regulated. You know, normally I'd say that the backers of Coinbase, all of the investors, are incredibly sophisticated. That's why, and therefore, they may have an edge. They may have better accounting techniques or skills, let's say. But FTX had those same investors for the most part. So I don't think that's really an edge. In fact, nowadays, that may be the kiss of death. If you're a business and you have all those big name investors, that may just be proof positive that there wasn't much due diligence done in those A, B, C rounds of funding. So that's what's going on with CoinDesk. Or here we go. Let me read this. It says Digital Currency Group is the parent company of Grayscale, Genesis, and CoinDesk. Oh, and I know Genesis is having problems. The lending arm of the crypto investment bank Genesis Global Trading paused new loan originations and redemptions. The lending arm of the bank serves as an institutional client base known as Genesis Global Capital. Yikes, 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 yikes. Okay, so maybe, just, and I'm just throwing this out there, I'm not accusing them of this, but this reminds me a lot of FTX and Alameda. So you've got Grayscale and Genesis that are kind of tied at the hip, and maybe, just maybe, Genesis is taking all these losses, and they've been kind of dipping into the kitty over at Grayscale, maybe selling those Bitcoins that they should have held, or that they told. So let's just say that they told everyone they own 100 Bitcoin. Maybe they sold 50 of them to try to plug the holes in Genesis, but that didn't work. And their idea was, well, we'll just plug the holes, and when the crypto market goes back up, or in Bitcoin, the price of Bitcoin goes back up, we'll just, or when we plug the holes in Genesis, we'll buy back the Bitcoin that we sold to plug the holes in the first place. And that will make everybody whole. No one will ever know about it. And it's all, you know, all the transactions are done on the blockchain. Let's say that they are. And therefore, there's kind of pseudo anonymity, and we'll get away with it. And just like FTX, it doesn't go according to plan. They're not able to plug those holes. The holes just get worse to the point where they have to come clean. And that's when the house of cards comes crashing down. All right, guys, a lot of stuff going on in the markets here. My goodness gracious, especially in the crypto space. But, you know, if I'm a hardcore crypto investor or someone that's very bullish on crypto businesses, you know, businesses around Bitcoin or Ethereum or whatever, the legit, we'll call it legit with air quotes. I know I'm going to get pushback on that. But I would see this as a good thing, because whenever things crash like this, whether it's the railroads, whether it's the internet businesses, 3 to 5 years later, you see who's still standing, and those are the real businesses. Those are the ones that typically survive the long run. And usually during the crash, that's when it seems to be a great opportunity to start businesses in that space. It's just, it's obviously so contrarian. And, you know, maybe that's the time that we're living in now. So I know a lot of bad news for the crypto ecosystem, let's say, but I think all of this bad news could have a silver lining over the long run. Not that I'm buying, not that I'm investor, not that I'm bullish, but I do get more interested as things collapse further. I think that's really the definition of a contrarian investor, is when every people are fleeing, that's when you're getting interested. And whether it's real estate in 2012, whether it's energy prices in 2020, or maybe, just maybe, the crypto space in 2022. All right, guys, enjoy the rest of your afternoon. As always, make sure that you're standing up for freedom, liberty, free market capitalism. See you in the next video.